parables of Jesus. This week, we're looking at the parable of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. If you're interested, there are handout sheets at the back. Feel free to take one, even if you can't come, and look at the questions. There's some personal reflection questions at the end that you might find interesting. We are having a Good Friday service on April 18th at 10:30 a.m. Please plan to attend this special service, as well as our Easter service on April the 20th. On May the 3rd, which is a Saturday at 10 o'clock, Ambassador Baptist Church is having an outreach event. It's a great opportunity to let the people in our community know that God loves them and invite them to come and worship with us. So if you have any time on Saturday, May the 3rd, to volunteer handing out tracts, please just feel free to come at 10. On Sunday, May the 18th, the induction service for Pastor James will be happening here at this church at 3 p.m. Please plan to attend this special service in the afternoon. And this morning, we welcome Wendell Phipps and the SDA Community Choir. You're all looking so lovely this morning. They're going to be performing their cantata Through the Torn Curtain during our morning worship service, and we look forward to that. This morning's call to worship is found in Psalm 66, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Offer him glory and praise." We're going to start this morning by singing Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Feel free to stand if you're able, and if not, feel free to stay seated.
Let's bring this to life for us. Lord, we just thank you for the message that's going to be presented this morning. Lord, we thank you for each person in our church family that is here this morning to enjoy this presentation. And Lord, we just ask that it will touch our hearts. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your sustenance over this church for so many years. And Lord, we thank you that as we venture out with a new pastor, that Lord, you will bless our efforts as we reach out into the community in the coming weeks. Lord, help us to just share your love with those that don't know you. Lord, we thank you for each person in our church family. We know that there's health issues, and Lord, we just pray for health issues that we know about, and Lord, about ones that we are unfamiliar with. Lord, you know each person. You know us intimately, and you know our needs, and we know that you can touch and heal. So, Lord, we just present those cares and concerns to you as a whole this morning. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to reach out in the coming weeks, and we just pray that you will bless this effort. Lord, we just thank you for the freedom that we have. We thank you for our leaders in our country, and Lord, we just pray that you would bring godly leaders and that they would make decisions that are pleasing to you. Lord, we just pray for your sovereign control, not only over our country, but over this world. Lord, we pray for missionaries that are in foreign countries, sometimes facing persecution. And Lord, we just pray that you'll give each of those people that are serving you in within our world, that you will give them your strength to carry on. We ask that you bless their ministry. And Lord, that we just pray that they will reach people for you. Lord, we know that your return is imminent. And Lord, we just know that we need to be ready. So Lord, help us to ourselves stay in tune with you, be close to you, Lord, follow you, be in prayer for the concerns in this world, and Lord, help us to speak out boldly for you at every opportunity that you provide for us. Lord, it's easy for us to overlook the opportunity to share your love and message with others, but Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to be your witnesses in this world, and Lord, bless us as we serve you in this way. Lord, we just thank you again for this service this morning. We thank you for the song and the message that we're going to hear in the service. And we just pray for James as he brings a brief message this morning for us as well. And Lord, we just pray all of these things in your mighty name. Amen.
The scripture reading this morning is found in Matthew 21, verses 6 to 9, and then 15 and 16. I'm reading from the New International Version. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise."
Morning to each and every one of us. Happy Palm Sunday. I need to put this guy down to meet with my height. We bless God for another opportunity to be here in his presence, and we celebrate all the people of God, our brother Wendell, all the ministers, and all the choir together, the SDA community choir. It's a privilege to have you here, and we are grateful for your ministry, and we trust what God will do with you today. Not just that you will bless us, but you also will be blessed, and together we will give God the praise that is due him. Amen. Amen. Can we bow down our heads as we pray? Father, Lord, we are grateful for a time like this in the few minutes before us. Lord, as I exhort your people, we ask that your name alone be glorified, that you will minister to each and every one of us and cause a reminder in our hearts that all worship, all praise, all honor is due you and you alone. Because you were slain for us. Your love made you to give up your life. And nothing is holding us back anymore. No curtain separates us from the love of God. Because you came to die. As we remind ourselves today, the beginning of your journey into Jerusalem, into that time where you were crucified, we ask, O God, speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, briefly, I'll be sharing with us Hosanna, a significant shout, and worship. Hosanna, a significant shout, and worship. Basically, many times when we hear the expression Hosanna, it sounds very close to us as hallelujah. Hallelujah talks about praise be to God, the one who deserves our praise. But then Hosanna is an expression of a shout of deliverance, of salvation, in honor of the only one who can truly save us. In our world and in our time, and even in times before now, humanity would always look to other things for salvation. Those who are humanists to the core will say, look, your salvation is in you. You are the architect and the final authority as it comes to your salvation. And so they live a life of dues, believing that the more they do certain stuff, they get saved. But the Bible disappoints such ideology. It says all our righteousness is like a filthy rag before the Lord. And so it means that according to Ephesians chapter 2, it says, it said somewhere there, I think from verse 8, Paul was trying to tell them, he said, listen, he said, our salvation is the free gift of God, lest anyone should boast. So there are a lot of religions in the whole world today that their premise for their salvation is what they can do. But we know that humanity in its depravity cannot save itself. And that's why the Bible will declare there is no salvation in any other but in Jesus Christ. And so as we look at this week where Jesus had the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the place of peace, that's the meaning. And Jesus was walking prophetically because this was the week he was going to be crucified. And as he entered into the place, like it was read, before he did, he instructed his disciples to go and get a donkey and his colt, fulfilling the prophetic word that was said so many years, even before his time. And a place we read from verse 6 says, the disciples did as he instructed. Can I say that for those who believe in the concept of Hosanna as a shout for salvation, there are people who are willing that their lives can only be constructed and built by God's instruction. Any life that is not focused and tied and follows the instructions of God will ultimately be destroyed. Such people head for destruction, and it doesn't matter by what name they try to classify or call the things that they look unto. There are those who look unto idols for their salvation. There are those who look unto science for their salvation. There are those who look unto mystic realities for their salvation. And there are those who are bold to say, I was watching just this last week somewhere in the U.S. where they were doing a program, a satanic program, they call it baptism. And so for everyone who has ever been baptized by the church, they call them to come out and they will give them some money as a bonus. And then they should come and unbaptize themselves and swear their allegiance to the devil. And they publicly and boldly did that. It was like a revival, but a satanic revival. Why? Because they said to them, in doing so, they are able to get their salvation. And so all around our world, we find people who seem to have their heart bent on following other things except for our Lord and Savior Jesus. So in a Jewish community, in a place where this radical person had preached, teached, healed, and delivered, here he comes in, and then suddenly the prophetic reality kind of limps out in the heart of the people because they have heard the Messiah is coming, even though for the Jewish leaders and so many of them, they were looking for a political Messiah. The one who was not just spiritual, but was going to fight the authorities that kept them bound. But can I say that no one can save, no one can deliver except Jesus himself. No authority on earth, nothing that holds us bound. In fact, in Colossians, the Bible says all the handwritings and ordinances that have held us bound have been nailed to the cross. And so he was going to the cross. It was important that there would be people there who would understand the prophetic reality of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The Bible says immediately they saw him. As he had to ride on the colt, something happened. First and foremost, the disciples and a few put clothes on the donkey and the colt so that he could ride on them. An act of worship, an act of surrender, an act of honor to the one who deserves all honor. The Bible says to us the moment he was on that colt or donkey, and the colt was by the side, and he was coming, people began to say, Hosanna, the Lord saves, the Lord delivers. It was a cry of their heart out. for the only one that could change their lives. And as we're seated here today, if there's anyone that has influenced and has changed our lives, that has allowed us to be a community of faith, whatever denomination, across different lines of ethnicity, is Jesus. Amen. The Bible says they threw down their cloaks, they threw down their clothes, and they carried the palm leaves and other leaves, and they put it down, and they said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They were attesting to his divinity. They were also saying, without you, we are nobody. Without you, we are going nowhere. Without you, we cannot be truly and genuinely delivered. Sometimes, for those of us who have received Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior, sometimes we forget that we were not saved because we are the best of men. The Bible says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So God didn't save you because you are a good person. In fact, when they said to Jesus, good master, he said, no one is good except God. So if he would say that, it means that none of us here could ever say to ourselves in the real sense, I'm a good person. You know why? That does not earn us our salvation. And so as they spoke here, the Bible says much later, by the time they got into the temple, the leaders of the temple, they were angry because they understood what he was saying. He was simply saying, I am the Messiah, and that they never wanted to believe. His teachings were radical. His preachings were radical. His miracle was real. And they didn't just want to receive that. And then God allowed or did one of the strangest things that they could ever see. The Bible said little children that were in the temple saw Jesus. And they said, Hosanna, son of David. And that infuriated the leaders of the And they said, can you see, did you see what they are saying? They are saying you are the Savior. They are saying you are the Redeemer. And Jesus said, yes, they are correct. He said, for the word hath said, out of the mouths of babes and suckling, God has ordained praise. So as we gather on a day like this, it's a reminder that the only reason we are here is because Jesus went all the way for you and I. He died. He shed his blood. Not because we are the best of people, but because even at our best, he remains God. And even at our best, we can't help ourselves. But he came to seek and save those who are lost. So as we have this Easter cantata, it's not just a celebration of good music. It's not just because we love to shake our body. It's because we have come to shout to the only one that saved us and would always save us through the circumstances of life. To say to him, Hosanna. The Lord saved. The Lord saves. The Lord will continue to save. In whatever situation, we can look up to him and know there is no dead end in God. With him, there's always a way. And we will say to ourselves, we don't need to wait until it's just the babes and suckling that will declare it. Those of us in all our senses as adults will come to acknowledge him. Because without him, we are nobody. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are nowhere. In fact, it is he who gave us access back to God. And in that access, we can come boldly. It's that access that made our singing a worship before him. Or else it would have been empty. Because we sing not just because we have good voices. We sing because he owns our lives. And the one who owns our lives deserves our worship. Did you notice the people who shouted Hosanna? They were not the high-class people. They were the lowly, the ordinary people going through ordinary stuff. But do you see, in the midst of all their daily realities, challenges, pressures, and pain, they were able to recognize, this is our Messiah. What does that say to us this morning? My encouragement to you is this. I could see you well packaged, looking nice, wonderful. But I know behind all the looking nice, there will be some things you're not sharing with everybody. There may be some pain, some challenges. There may be stuff you're going through right now and you're still smiling, which is good. But I came to encourage you to say, in the midst of whatever you're facing, because he already died for us over 2,000 years ago, you can still cry, Hosanna. You can say, Hosanna. The Lord saves and he's going to save me. The Lord saves and he will save my family. The Lord saves and he will save me, whatever the sickness, whatever the challenge, whatever the pain, whatever things I can't even fathom. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. As we shout Hosanna, as we praise this one, the one who is seated on the throne forever, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, then he can do, he will do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all we can ask or what we can think. Why? In the acknowledgement of his salvation, he is enthroned in all our situations and all our circumstances. And he can deliver us from every trappings of the devil, every lust of the flesh, every attacks of the enemies, every conspiracy against our life, every health situation that has deteriorated. With him, all things are possible. Relationships that look as if unmendable, he can repair. Even hearts that have been broken, he can make whole again. And so, as we come before him today, let us open our hearts and be ready to worship him. Let us open our hearts, open our ears, open our spirit, receive the lyrics, understand what they say. Know that we are worshiping the only one who had delivered us, will always deliver us, and ultimately will deliver us from this world of sin. To be in his heaven with him. And when we know that, we are grateful. When we know that, we are joyful. When we know that he's our King and we love to worship him. So for every one of us who are going to be participants this morning, and for those of us who are going to be ministering, let's know. This will be our own palm tree, our own clothes, that we're going to lay before the one who is the King, unquestionable, before the one who is the King that no one can dethrone, before the one who is the King that every knee and every tongue does bow and confess that he is Lord. And so if you're there this morning for any reason, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, can I tell you, Make this your day of Hosanna. The Lord still saves. He has not stopped. And he doesn't look at us, no matter how dirty we are in our spirit. His blood is the dry cleaning agent that never expires. And he can make us as white as snow. And that means you have a chance today again, even on this Palm Sunday, to say, Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord. Be the King. Save me, because I can't save myself. Help me, because you are the only one who can truly help. And so all of us together this morning, let us get set. Because indeed, it will not just be babes. It will be the whole lot of us. Everyone. The children, teens, adults, seniors, today we'll worship the Lord together. We will give our offerings, not as a pressure, but as a gift to worship the one, the King who deserves all. We will give our hearts, not by force, but by choice, because we are responding to his love. And then we will give our voice. Don't worry. If your voice doesn't sound like the voice of the choir that we are going to hear today, what matters most is that God hears your voice from within as a response to his goodness and his kingship over our lives. So today, it's our opportunity to also be like those people. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the one in the highest. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's bow down our heads as we pray. Father, we are thankful. Thank you for today, this Palm Sunday. It's not just another ritual, not just another ceremony. Lord, we have come here to encounter you. We have come here to be blessed by you. We have come here to reach out our hands and say, Lord, you save, Hosanna. We have come to speak, O God. We have come to sing before you, the one who loves us. And we celebrate this memorial of your journey towards laying down your life for us and the prophetic reality that it stands for. That we join, O God, and bring to you our own worship. We may not be putting down our clothes. We may not be dropping down leaves all around. But our hearts bow in obeisance and in worship of you who is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, and the King of our situation and life. Today, may we indeed experience you in a new way. For those who have not given their lives over to you, Lord, we ask, O God, that you touch them and may your love overwhelm them, those listening online and those here on site, Lord, that they surrender their lives totally to you in the name of Jesus. And for those of us who have given our lives to you already, help us to continue to relish and place premium and value on all that you have done for us. We're grateful for your debt. We're grateful for paying the price to redeem us. We will never take it for granted. And we will live to honor you always. We will live to follow your instructions. And we will live to worship you. Thank you, because whatever anyone is going through at this moment, we ask for your healing. We ask for your deliverance. We ask for your encouragement. We ask for your soothing. We ask for your wholeness. At the end of this worship experience, O God, let us get out of this place more blessed than we have come. In Jesus' name, and somebody say amen.
Hear the cries of the shekel from the onset of time. For the chains of the feet there's no key. The cries of the slaves. Is there no one worthy to set us free?
Who would have believed that God's salvation would look like this? God's son Jesus came, and he looked like us.
We thought that he was nothing, that he was ordinary, because he suffered like us.
He knew pain and sorrow. Nothing about him attracted us, so we looked away from him.
But the truth is, the pain he carried was our pain. He carried it for us, and everything that was wrong with us, he put on himself.
We thought that God was punishing him, but he wasn't. It was our sin that crushed him. He was bruised, and we were healed, set free from the brokenness of our lives.
He stood up to death. He looked it full in the face and didn't back down.
He loved the very least of us, and because he willingly took our punishment, we were made whole.
This is more than a recounting of events.
It is the history of God's covenant love, of how he came to redeem us, how he came to seek and save the lost.
It is our greatest hope.
It is the message of the cross.
King of Israel, Hosanna!
Sing, Hosanna, 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 H
And so, all was set in motion as the Father planned. This was a grace so overwhelming that it allowed for nothing to keep us from him. He's so full of mercy. Even though we were dead in our sin, he chose to make us alive through Jesus, his Son. But it took the sorrow of the cross to accomplish the joy of salvation.
And now, because of this divine offering, we can bring ourselves, our burdens, and fall on our knees and draw near to his cross. We are redeemed because of God's extravagant, amazing grace.
Cries out to you in prayer.
It is the isolation of Christ that brings to an end our estrangement from the Father.
As Jesus gives himself up in death, the curtain in the temple, shielding the entrance to the Holy of Holies, is torn from top to bottom. No longer will we need an earthly priest to approach the throne in our stead, because of the tattered rags of sin that shroud us.
Now we have access to God, clothed in the perfect robes of righteousness and purified by the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Exiled from your presence, lost and all alone, wandering in the darkness, no place to call our home. Then love began its journey from a manger to a cross, committed to redeem us regardless of the cost. Now through the torn curtain we enter by your grace into your holy presence, into your holy place. No veil to keep you hidden. The Lamb is sacrificed. We're clothed in perfect righteousness through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In blood-washed robes we gather, in garments of your praise, we bow before you, Jesus. To you our song we raise. A priesthood of believers, protected by your hand. A royal holy nation, in victory we stand. Now through the torn curtain we enter by your grace, into your holy presence, into your holy place. No veil to keep you hidden. The Lamb is sacrificed. We're clothed in perfect righteousness through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now through the torn curtain we enter by your grace, into your holy presence, into your holy place. No veil to keep you hidden. The Lamb is sacrificed. We're clothed in perfect righteousness. We love you, Lord, and we are blessed. Your holy name we now confess, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
It is finished. Finished. The words echo with finality.
And it is Jesus who speaks them, not the enemy. He will not have the final say after all. Jesus has accomplished all that the Father intended.
In Jesus, justice has met mercy and is satisfied. He has done for us what we could not. Sin has been rendered powerless.
Now, in the mystery and majesty of the Father's love, Jesus is given the name above all names. There is no other name under heaven by which men are saved.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Worthy the Lamb that was slain.
Jesus, we know that you alone can save us. We know that you alone broke the curse of sin, conquering death forever.
And Jesus, you alone are worthy to receive power and riches, and wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and praise.
You alone invite all who believe to enter through the torn curtain into the Holy of Holies, giving us the assurance of eternal life. Because you overcame the grave and are alive today, we worship you forever.
Jesus, you alone are worthy. Amen.
celebrate. He's alive. Let the children sing a song of liberation, a song of our salvation. Set us free. There will release their sting.
Release that sting. The curse of sin is broken.
The empty tomb stands open. Come and see.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Alive.
Hallelujah.
Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive, alive, hallelujah, alive forever, amen. Let the children sing.
Let my heart sing out, Christ the one and only.
So powerful and holy, rescued me, they won't hold me now.
Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. The grave will never keep me from my King.
I'm alive. Alive, alive, hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to you, the Lamb. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, I'm alive, forever, amen. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive. I'm alive, I'm alive, alive, he's alive, cause I'm alive, forever, amen. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy of
a prayer. Oh, worthy.
One who has overcome the grave.
Let a people dance.
Let a people sing.
Worthy is the mighty, worthy, worthy. My Jesus is worthy. He's alive. He is worthy, 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 oh, worthy. Let the people dance, sing. Worthy is the mighty, worthy, worthy. My Jesus is worthy. He's alive. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Worthy is the mighty, worthy, worthy. Oh, worthy. Overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy, worthy. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Send glory to the Lamb. He's alive, he's alive. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Sing, worthy is the mighty King, forever, amen.
You see, Revelation, the fifth chapter says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and strength, wisdom and wealth, honor and glory and praise.
Worthy is the Lamb, oh, worthy, overcome the grave, let the people dance, sing, worthy is the, my Jesus is worthy, he is worthy, let the people dance, let the people sing, worthy is the mighty King,
worthy,
worthy, worthy. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy. nothing. I forever amen. Worthy is the mighty King.
Forever amen.
Worthy is the mighty King. I forever amen. He's alive.
Well, we bless God for the SDA Community Choir, Windsor. Amen. Okay, so this is where I had a problem. Don't mind me. So the choir began to sing, "He's alive, he's alive." And then you said something about dance. I was the only one that was dancing. I was wondering. I thought, I was trying to be sure that I heard you clearly. So that it's not my African accent that was disturbing me. Because I heard you repeat it, "Let the people dance." But then, did you say we should clap as well? You said we should clap. I think that one we heard very clearly. Because I saw people started clapping. Okay, so we bless God for your life. We're going to close right now. But then, I will be glad that we should dance. Amen. Amen. So if you can you stand up and let the choir sing that place again? Let the people dance. Let the people clap. Right there, just sing and let's clap and just dance. You know the thing? Sometimes when we go out for different occasions, we kind of dance there. Is that not so? So I don't know why when we come into the church, everybody's holy. Let the people dance. God loves to see you dance. It's not only in the pub or any other place. Amen. Because then everything that is in you is doing what? Praising the Lord. Don't mind me. That may not be quite not American or Canadian, but it's sure African. Because we love to gyrate before God. And I wouldn't hear, "Let the people dance." That's an instruction. And that was the kind of thing that David did. And when he danced to a point, the wife said, "Excuse me, sir, are you okay? This is not dignified." Said, "Well, I'm praising the God who took your father from the throne and put me there." Amen. Wow, that was a strong answer to the wife. But then that was not the strongest part. The strongest part was that scripture says she was barren. So maybe we just do that 1 minute. So I'm going to ask the SDA choir, please rise. I'm now the conductor somewhere here. So just that area, let the people dance. And then those of us who can at least shake our body a bit before we close, can you help me if you can stand up? And then let's obey that instruction. I'm not saying dance for James. I'm saying dance for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Some people go for dance classes. While I was at Scarborough, there's one of the elderly homes. We go there, and there is dance classes for seniors. That's the exercise they do. They get to...
Yep.
And they say, do that. And I'm wondering, what is this? And they say it's exercise. I said, well, that's a good exercise for seniors. But then when you get to do that in such an environment and they are playing gospel music, amen. Okay, so, yes, sir.
Trying to get the right spot.
Okay, he's trying to get the right spot. So get your dancing shoes ready.